I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome into On Texas Football. It's time for the Saturday Conversation, brought to you by our friends at Allegiant Digital Marketing. I'm bringing in a special guest today. He is the guru of the Director's Cup updates. It's Dr. Brett Wilkinson. Brett, actually a UT grad, internal medicine at a VA hospital now in New Orleans. Thank you for your service to the greater good, Brett, there. But in his spare time, Brett is also the guru concerning Director's Cup, something that Texas fans have become very familiar with the last 3 to 4 years, in part because of the work of Brett and others like him and the work of Chris Del Conte. The Texas Athletic Department has been very, very good. Texas has won two of the last three Director's Cups out of Learfield. Of course, their longtime competition has been Stanford, who participates in a number of sports. Brett, welcome into the show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Bobby.
Well, I always want to have conversations on Saturday morning that can go a little deeper. And I think I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day. Know you're busy. I know you have a love for this, which I think is very interesting. You know, it's, we all have our thing, right? And we want to do something outside of, have a little hobby, et cetera. This has kind of been your thing that you've kind of made your own. What got you into doing this even, by the way? I got to ask before we even get to the data and what it says about Texas.
Yeah, you know, Rod Babers likes to talk about the competitive sickness. I guess this is where I channel mine for better or worse. You know, I've always been a huge sports fan growing up. I became a huge Texas fan growing up around the era of Ricky Williams, you know, watching him break records against Texas A&M when I was, you know, 10 or so. So loved all sports, loved Texas sports. And then to be on campus and just experience it in person was a lot of fun. So I've kept up with the sports team since graduation. didn't know much about the Director's Cup. I don't think too many people, maybe outside of Stanford, were paying too much attention to it. And then all of a sudden to hear that Texas had won their first one, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, that just piqued my interest. You know, my natural curiosity, I started looking into it. And then the following season, I wanted to track along, see how things were going. And I realized that there weren't very many updates posted about this. So a little bit of research into it, and I figured out how to calculate the scores myself. And so I started doing that for Texas. And then that bled into doing it for Stanford as well. And then that bled into doing it for, you know, 10 teams, 20 teams. And eventually I just got to the point where I might as well track for all the schools. So I've got my spreadsheet with, you know, 300 plus sheets on there, tracking all the schools, you know, even down to the small schools that are scoring 25 points a year. But just for completeness sake, I like to have all the information available. And it's gone from there. And, you know, a few tweets, I'm not going to call them X's or whatever they're supposed to be called now, you know, kind of went viral, and this thing blew up on Twitter. And it's just a fun way for me to share this information and interact with fans.
Well, I think you've even gotten the NCAA's attention, because now they try to create and do more frequent updates about it. You know,
They've done a few interim updates here and there. I mean, it still went from probably 4 updates to maybe 8 this year. But I do appreciate that, and I'm glad that they're doing that. And I hope they continue. They might put me out of business a little bit, but that's fine. That's a lot of work on my end.
You'll have to find another thing to do that feeds that competitive sickness of yours, as you call it.
Exactly. Right,
let's take a look at the current Director's Cup standings. Now, you'll take us through this list, Brett, if you don't mind. But it starts with Stanford with a strong, almost 300-point lead over the Longhorns. UCLA, North Carolina, Ohio State round out the top 5, followed by Michigan, buoyed by that big national championship in football. Tennessee, Southern Cal, North Carolina State, surprisingly, and then Alabama in the top 10. But as your graph here, or your graphic here shows, Brett, only 29 of 37 seasons have been completed. So Texas has quite a few more sports still left on the board.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first.
Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, and this is typically how things have played out over the last few years. Stanford, with their large athletic department, like you mentioned, they have a lot of sports. They have 31, compared to Texas that has 20 right now. We'll have 21 next season with beach volleyball. So Stanford has a lot of teams. You see Ohio State and Michigan on that list as well. They have 32 teams. So they actually have more than Stanford. So I'll say this, being a big athletic department isn't enough to get you to the top of this list. You have to have a lot of teams, but you also have to have a lot of success, which is what Stanford has managed to do and why they had that run of 25 straight Director's Cups. But what will happen here at the end of the year, Texas has only competed in 14 sports right now that are complete. Stanford has completed 24. So that's why Stanford has this big lead.
Gotcha.
As Stanford completes more sports, what will happen is they're replacing a score of, say, 60 with a slightly higher score. So their score doesn't have much room to increase as we go. We'll see that as we look at some of these next slides where I actually show all the sports. But Texas, on the other hand, we have a lot of empty spots on our scorecard right now. So every point we add is going to add to this total, and Texas will quickly catch up to Stanford as we go and complete some more sports.
All right. Well, a lot of people want to know, what does this really mean? Like, tell me get to the brass tacks and tell me what's going on here. Before I do that, and we're going to do Brett's prediction for the finals of the Director's Cup next. Before we do that, I want to say thank you, if you don't mind, to our sponsor. Our sponsor is Allegiant Digital Marketing. If you are looking for a team in Austin that can help you and business owners face the most difficult challenges, including finding customers, increasing brand awareness, digital advertising, and lead generation, Austin's own Allegiant Digital Marketing can help you. They can help you solve those problems for your business once and all. For more than 25 years, Allegiant Digital Marketing founder and CEO Chad Markham, a UT grad and instructor of the Digital Marketing Bootcamp here at UT Austin, has helped thousands of businesses overcome these challenges, take advantage of their Hook'em Horn special, and save up to $2,500 in advertising. Visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball to learn more today. Again, AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball for a $2,500 offer. All right. Without further ado, Dr. Brett Wilkinson, we're going to unveil your you're excited about this. We're going to unveil your predictions for the 2024 Director's Cup. All right, here it is. Go for it, Brett. We'll talk about it now.
Yeah, so just to give everyone a little bit of background, if you're not familiar with the scoring system at this point, if you look on these score sheets, and I'll describe it for people who are like me who do more podcast listening than video watching, there are four sports at the top of this. Those are the required sports. That's women's volleyball, both basketball teams, and the baseball teams. After that are your 15 highest scoring teams. Doesn't matter gender of the athletes, doesn't matter what sport it is. It's the next 15 that count. So that's that next section. And then you see down at the bottom, I have a bolded line, and there's three sports at the bottom. Those are the first ones that don't count. So Stanford has a couple of sports there that aren't going to count. They have a lot more that I didn't show here because it'd be too wordy for this graphic. But that's what we're looking at. So the top four and then the next 15, that's what makes up the total score here. So looking at this, and this is just based on current rankings, current tournament seeding, whatever I can best find to help predict the finish of these championships, The ones in yellow are the ones that are still active. So you can see we only have six sports left. And Stanford and Texas both have the exact same six sports remaining at this point. So the ones in yellow are the ones remaining. Based on the current finishes, Texas has over a 100-point edge, expecting them to score 1,406 points. That would be only one of a handful of times that anyone scored over 14 points. I believe Stanford's done it twice and Texas has done it once. So it's going to be one of the potentially one of the best scores ever in the Director's Cup since the new scoring system in 2018, I should say. Stanford were projecting to score about 1,302 points. So you see that 100-point edge right now that Texas might have.
Nobody else that you're tracking, because you know it's not just these two teams, nobody else you're tracking is really in this category of 1,300-plus, so it's really a Texas-Stanford battle, in your opinion?
So it is a Texas-Stanford battle to win the whole thing. Surprisingly, Tennessee has a chance. If they reach their projected finishes, they might actually break 1,300 points as well. And especially if Stanford stubs their toe and scores less than any of these sports, Stanford could actually finish third, which they've finished first and second in every Director's Cup. So they lost the first one to North Carolina, but they were in second place. They've been second place every year that Texas has won it. So it could actually be the first time that Stanford falls out of the top two, though. Tennessee has to do really well. They have to finish really strong, and Stanford would have to mess up a little bit. There's really not a scenario where Tennessee could pass Texas, however.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is basically your standard case of what you think will happen, right?
Exactly. Based on the rankings.
All right. Now, you've got also, you've done us a favor and actually went and looked at not only that, you've also looked at what the best case for Texas would be. Let's go and do that now, if you don't mind. Or not necessarily the best case for Texas, but the best case for Stanford that they would have to do to beat Texas. So Stanford's best case, the only way you think right now they beat Texas, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of scenarios that could play out here. There's a lot of sports that are still in play. And so there's not an easy scenario to say Texas wins if this happens. There's just too much that's still at play. So I wanted to look at this from two different perspectives. One is, how high could Stanford possibly score? We've said that we expect them to score just over 1,300 points based on the current rankings. But what if they outperform those rankings? How high could they get? And you see, we've got the Stanford best case. And this is compared to just the Texas regular scoring. I didn't make any changes for Texas there. For Stanford, a few things that are in play and a few things to watch for. One, it's their baseball team. We're recording this on Friday. Tonight, they're competing in the semifinals of the Pac-12 baseball tournament. If they win these next two games and win the Pac-12 tournament, they're going to make the NCAA tournament, which would be a big surprise. There's really no chance that they're going to make it as an at-large team. So my typical prediction has them scoring 0 points. However, if they win the Pac-12 tournament, they get into the postseason, maybe they win a couple of games in the regional, it wouldn't be shocking that they do that and they could score 50 points. So essentially that zero in a required sport turns into a 50. That is a big key for Stanford. If they can replace a zero with a 50, that would be huge. Of course, they have very strong rowing, very strong softball teams. They could definitely win their national championships, as I've shown here. And then let's say their men's golf team gets hot, goes on a run. I said maybe they make it to the quarterfinal or the semifinals of the golf tournament. They'd score quite a few points more than what is expected. Their track teams, I did leave at the bottom. They're just not going to qualify enough track athletes to the NCAA championships to make an impact here. They would have to finish in the top 10 to make an impact. Same with the men's golf team. They need to finish in the top 10 at least to make some sort of impact. That's not going to happen for their track and field team. So I did leave them down at the bottom, not impacting the score. So if all that comes to pass, it's possible to see a scenario where Stanford's score could increase all the way to 1,408, like I show here. And if Texas just does what they're expected to do, Stanford could edge out Texas by having a lot of really overachievement in a lot of these sports.
Well, it's interesting because rowing and softball seem to be the two, along with men's golf, seem to be the two that they're really competing against each other with. Is that accurate to say, like rowing and softball, Texas, the number one seed, if not favored to win both of those, whereas Stanford, obviously, that's one of those sports that they're like good at, probably. Is that where this might come down to a little bit, potentially? Well,
I think those head-to-heads are going to be really interesting to watch. You know, it's the number one versus the number two rowing team. So that's obviously going to be a huge face-off. Texas did beat Stanford heads up in a meet, in a regatta, I should say, there in Austin. So was Stanford sandbagging a little bit? Maybe some of the races were close. So Stanford could knock off Texas rowing. If there's another flock of geese out there, who knows what happens. In softball, it's going to be really interesting. Based on the seeding, Stanford is the 8 seed. Texas is the 1 seed. So if they both advance to the College World Series, that's going to be the opening game, which Texas fans should not be too excited about. That means you're facing off against Kennedy, the pitcher from Stanford, who might be the national player of the year. You know, if it's not Reese Atwood for Texas, it's probably going to be Kennedy from Stanford. So facing off against an ace softball pitcher, we know how that goes. You know, we saw what Cat Osterman did for Texas softball. Well, that's the same that Kennedy's done for Stanford softball. So there's going to be some fun head-to-head matchups there. And I heard Jerry this morning say that Texas is not going to play OU until the finals. If Texas loses that opening game in the College World Series for softball, they actually switch brackets. And so Texas could actually switch into OU's bracket. So losing that first game to Stanford could really hurt, because not only do you take the loss, Stanford gets the win and the Director's Cup points, now you end up over in OU's bracket and you might have to face off with them in the semifinals or earlier. So yeah, that head-to-head in softball is going to be really interesting.
That's good. And let's go to the worst case, because you kind of predict that in your worst case scenario here for Texas. Texans in this case scoring 1,302 points to Stanford's 1,302.75, which is unbelievable. That close heading into these final days of the 2024 school year and competition cycle. You have softball finishing seventh, rowing finishing third. You mentioned that flock of geese that the boat hit last year. That actually may have cost Texas the overall Director's Cup win by hitting that flock of geese, I guess. That's what Chris Del Conte told me.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
This also has Texas baseball going out quite a bit early. First round here in the regional. It also has some other instances of rowing actually dropping down to third. Softball finishing in seventh, but making it to the thing. Men's golf not finishing in the top eight, but finishing in the 12 range. Women's outdoor track and men's outdoor track finishing low as well. A lot of worst case scenarios. I don't think all of those things are going to happen, Brett, right? But
I don't either.
It starts putting things in perspective of how tenuous a lead that Texas might have.
Yeah, exactly. And I did the same thing here. I left Stanford's alone. So Stanford's score of 1302.75, that's just based on their current prediction. And then, yeah, we looked at all the disasters that could happen for Texas, an 0-2 start for baseball. Softball, I was not going to predict them losing this weekend, and I think we all know why. but I did say there's a possibility that they make the College World Series and go 0-2. You know, men's golf, it was just a number I came up with. I made it match the women's golf finish. And then for track and field, you know, they had some big stumbles and some big issues in the indoor championship. If those same things happen again, it's unlikely. I just made them match their indoor track and field finishes. And you see, if all these things happen, Texas could potentially drop all the way down to 1,302 and below that Stanford projected score.
Now, so a few things outstanding then, huh, Brett?
Yeah, there are. And you said, you know, not all these worst case scenarios are going to happen. And for Stanford, not all the best case scenarios are going to happen. What I think is more likely as a possibility is there's some really good things for Stanford, some really bad things for Texas. And if that perfect storm's created, Stanford could make up the edge. So it's too early to call a winner. It's too early to really strongly predict a winner. But as each sport gets checked off, as each sport wraps up and we see exactly what the scores are, you know, men's golf, I think our golfers are about to hit the golf course right now. So as these things progress and we're able to finalize even just a few more scores, the picture will become more clear, and most likely we'll be able to mathematically call a winner probably after the track and field championship finishes up. It's the second weekend of June, I believe.
Yeah, second weekend of June. Going back to your just predicted outcome right now, still would say that the most likely is the 1406 to 1306 at this point, roughly. Or, yeah, 1406 to 1306. Is that correct?
Yeah, and of course, these are based on predictions and seedings, and we've all watched sports long enough to know that not every prediction and seeding is exactly how things play out. But I could see a scenario where, you know, some of these things break in the positive for Texas, some break in the negative. Same for Stanford. And the scores will probably be pretty close to 1,400 for Texas, pretty close to 1,300 for Stanford. So having that 100-point edge at this point is really nice. And you don't want every domino to fall against you. You know, you just need a couple of dominoes to fall in your favor. And Texas should be able to hold on and win their third Director's Cup in the last 4 years.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Brett, thank you so much. I want to say thanks one final time to our friends over at Allegiant Digital Marketing. Are you a business owner who struggles with any of the following? Finding consistent new leads, new customers, or finding marketing services to promote your business that actually work? Founder and CEO Chad Markham with Allegiant Digital Marketing, an Austin-based advertising agency, has helped business owners, thousands of them, just like you, for more than 25 years, conquer these same challenges. So if you're ready to start making money in your business and grow with confidence, visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball and get a free marketing plan. Plus, you can save up to $2,500 in advertising with their Hook'em Horns special today. Again, thanks to Chad Markham and the folks at Allegiant Digital Marketing. All right, before we let you go here, Brett, anything you want to say, anything you're looking forward to over the next week, just basically following the results, anything that you want to add?
Yeah, you know, big softball today, big baseball this weekend. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, go check. Did Stanford win last night? And if they did, you need to tune in. I think it's 9 o'clock Central because they're playing out on the West Coast. But you got some college baseball to watch if Stanford does make the championship of the Pac-12, and then men's golf ongoing right now. So those are the three big things to watch this weekend. And then, of course, everything coming down the pipe from baseball to rowing, track and field. Some big finishes coming.
Softball as well against the Aggies this weekend. All right, Brett, thank you so much, dude. And thanks for – I think everybody enjoys this stuff because we all enjoy – you called it a competitive sickness, and I love that term. You quoted Rod on that. It's just fun. That's part of what we do, you know, looking for fun things to follow and appreciate. And, of course, Chris Del Conte and his staff and all the coaches at Texas doing a whale of a job right now, leading, helping Texas get to where they are right now with your updates. Again, that's Rhett Wilkinson at @Direct_Cupdates on Twitter if you have a chance. That's Rhett Wilkinson. Thanks, Rhett. You have a good Saturday, bud. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bobby, and hook 'em.
All right, hook 'em, dude.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.